We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
I think all of higher education, all of public higher education is being challenged right now. There is no state in the nation where the states are stepping up and giving their institutions of higher education more money. It's really just how much less are they going to give and how fast are they withdrawing their support. So, yes, this is a challenging time for Illinois. It's a challenging time for all of the United States. It's really, really important that we not forget how important higher education is in terms of preparing people to be global leaders and community leaders in this next generation.
So how do you sell the U of I despite tuition going up and the fiscal situation in Illinois?
Well, it is an institution that has almost 150-year history of excellence. We have been the source of incredible discoveries on every realm, whether or not you're talking about the humanities or the sciences, and we will continue to do that. Your question of how do I sell it, I think we need to talk about our success stories. I think we need to talk very honestly about the challenges that we face, but I really am eager to take on this challenge and to talk about the university. It's a great, great university, so that's not hard to sell.
Does federal funding play a role? Recently, the U of I had somebody in Washington, I think, is a lobbyist.
Yes.
Talk about that a bit.
Of course, we depend upon federal funding. We have a very big portfolio of federal grants and contracts from NIH, NSF, DOD, DOE, USDA, and we will depend upon that kind of support because I think our faculty are excellent and can compete effectively for those kinds of grants. And yes, we did put someone in Washington, D.C., to be able to work with our legislators to be sure that they know about the strengths at the University of Illinois and so that they can talk about them and what the impact of some of their actions might be on the university if bills are passed that aren't helpful.
We've had several incidents of assaults around campus. We had theft outside a campus town coffee shop just this week. What additional measures would you like to see to address security on this campus?
I've talked with our chief of police, and we are always looking for more ways to make the campus and its surrounding areas safer. And we also have to continue to teach our students to be vigilant because not everybody is a friend. But we continue to work on this, and there have been several steps that have been put in. Some of them haven't had their full impact yet, and we will continue to be vigilant about what we should be doing even better.
There's been a dispute on campus about where some employees, whether they should be civil service or academic professionals. Will you be playing a role in working on that issue?
I think that this is something I know very little about, but I think the classification of staff into either civil service or academic personnel is one that is under discussion, and we want to make sure that there's consistency in how we do that, not only at Urbana-Champaign, but also with Chicago and also Springfield. So I know that this is a discussion that's taking place on campus as well as at the whole university level.
What experiences at Washington do you take with you? What do you see as something that you've learned over there that you can easily take into the position here?
I think what all research universities share is the challenge of making sure that our faculty are positioned to be able to do what they do best, teaching, research, and engagement. And so I think that what I learned there was how complex the university is, what an incredibly intricate fabric this is, and how the cross-fertilization within the campus across colleges is so critical. But I think I should also be careful not to think that everything that worked at the University of Washington is necessarily going to work at the University of Illinois, because there are distinctive parts about this university. This is a land-grant university with a College of Agriculture and a colleges that we didn't have in Washington and strengths that we didn't have in Washington. And I think it's really important for me to spend some time listening and learning about this university so that I can serve it best.